The Advent Devotional for Thursday, December 15th was written by Dr. Martha Robbins, Joan Marshall Professor Emerita of Pastoral Care, Director of Pneuma Institute. The devotional was based on Matthew chapter 3, verses 1 through 12. Christmas is only 10 days away. Are you ready for it? Friends and relatives may ask. Some may have all the externals ready or under control for the holiday celebrations. Others may feel chronically unprepared and overwhelmed by the hectic pace of our lives, triggered by the enormity of the issues we face, such as new presidential leadership, the speed of technological innovations, unprecedented moral questions, ecological disasters, and unrelenting acts of violence and threats of terror. Still others have a sense of dis-ease and are searching for a sense of purpose and meaning for their lives, much less the meaning of Christmas that appears as tinsel to them. So how can we really hear the words of John the Baptist proclaiming that the reign of God has come near? Are we ready for it, for the coming of the one who baptizes us with the Holy Spirit and fire, and thus affects the reign of God in our midst? How do we prepare to receive this ever-coming one within our hearts and in our midst? John is clear in his guidance. Repent. This word may evoke a sense of shame that automatically turns in on itself with some inner judgment, such as, I'm not good enough. The true sense of repentance, however, is born in relationship and the faith-filled experience of being loved into being at every moment by God, who words us forth in and through Christ, who became flesh to dwell with us, bear our sins unto death, and send us his very Spirit of love. The Spirit, source of life, holiness, and wisdom, enlightens and kindles our hearts with love of God, human beings, and all creation, the world God so loved. Thus, whenever we are truly convicted by the Spirit that we have not loved God, others, and ourselves, as we have been so loved, we are gifted to feel and express sincere regret or remorse about our offending action or omission. Genuine repentance leads to confession and acceptance of forgiveness, fills us with gratitude and peace, and brings us back to our true selves in Christ in relation to God, others, and creation. Let us pray. Most gracious and loving God, send forth your Holy Spirit to search, purify, consume, and make holy all that is within me, especially that which prevents me from perceiving and welcoming the risen Christ among us, inviting us to co-labor with him in his mission of building the reign of God in our midst. Amen.